I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our scripture reading for today is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. We are reading from the NRSV translation. All one's ways may be pure in one's own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. A quote from the journalist and commentator, James Allen. Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so you shall become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. Your ideal is a prophecy of what you shall at last unveil. In these human words, God's word is heard. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, challenge us, and rebuild us. Amen.
So, for this Sunday, we continue with our January and February series on rebuilding and restoration. Just a look back, no? Nung first Sunday of January, during our dedication Sunday, we talked about looking for a land or a new space where to resettle and rebuild, knowing that it is God who leads us. In the same way that God led Abraham and Sarah and their entire household to the land of Canaan. Where is God leading you to rebuild, to resettle, and renew? Yun yung first Sunday natin, no? Second Sunday, we talked about the need for experts, mentors, and professionals to help us in our desire for rebuilding and restoration. But not just any experts or mentors, but those who will have our best interest in their heart. But even as we have experts, mentors, and guides, we have to be actively engaged and involved with them. After all, it is our house we are rebuilding. Metaphorically, it is our life and our future. And then last week, I did not talk about rebuilding, but rather responded to our current pandemic situation, yung surge. So hindi yung talkies ko last week, yung reflection last week was more on a response to the surge. That we need to understand clearly how vaccines work and how they protect us. We are encouraged with the continuing research and development of new and better vaccines. We are also encouraged with the high number of vaccinated individuals that continue to increase. And of course, yung continuing na booster rollout. Kami ni Lawrence, yung buong household ni Lawrence, nakapagpa-booster nung Thursday. Nakapagpa-booster na kami nung Thursday. And most of us here, nakapagpa-booster na din, no, sa the core team of Open Table MCC. Nakapagpa-booster na. Based on these factors, we should have both courage and hope to continue living, believing, and praying together, while at the same time, we continue to follow health and safety guidelines. So yan, just a look back and a reflection of the past 3 Sundays of January. Na parang feeling ko parang ang bagal-bagal ng January. Parang ang tagal-tagal matapos ng January, di ba? Welcome sa at mga kasama natin sa streaming. Nakita ko doon si Stanley. Sino pa ba? Ingrid? May Ingrid? No? At si Don and Yel. We thank God that they were able to fly home sa Los Angeles after having some vacation here with us at sa family nila. So, salamat-salamat at nakauwi sila ng maayos at matiwasay. Ayan. Again, if you're joining us in the streaming, please let us know that you are with us by saying hello or saying your prayer intention sa live chat. You can also prepare your elements of bread and any natural drink so that you can be join us for communion later. So welcome, welcome po. So today we return to our reflection series of rebuilding and restoration. No, ang January-February series natin ay, anong title niyan? I Will Rebuild You, Says the Lord. So, after you have found a good land or space to rebuild and resettle, which we are using as a metaphor for life, we are using building a house or restoration of a house as a metaphor for life, for our personal lives and for our community or even our nation. So after having found a good land or space to rebuild and resettle, and after you have identified some experts, architects or engineers that will help you to build or restore, what's next? Anong kasunod? Of course, you plan the rebuilding and the restoration or the renovation of the metaphorical house. Diba? Pag meron ka ng, alam mo na kung saan ka magtatayo ng bahay or alam mo na na i-re-restore mo yung existing mong bahay, nakahanap ka na ng eksperto, whether architect yan, engineer, or interior designer, ang kasunod ay pagpaplanuhan nyo na paano gagawin yung bahay or paano magre-renovate. But the first thing that you need in planning, I mean, even before the planning, ano ang isang factor na kailangan? Yeah, pera. Siyempre, kailangan mo ng pera. Ano sa tingin nyo? Ha? Pray. Parang sa ano yon? Ending yon? Pag final blessing. Ano tingin niya? Bago magplano. Yung inspiration, yung vision. How, kasi yun yung paghuhugutan ng plano. Paano mo ba nai-imagine yung gusto mong maging bahay? Or kung hindi naman siya bagong bahay, kung restoration siya or renovation, ano yung gusto mong bago na makita? What new thing do you want to see your space to be? O, di ba si Sean, nagpa-renovate din yan. Nagkaroon din ng renovation sa bahay nila, Sean. Eh. Siyempre, before everything else, how do you want it to look like? You have that vision. To have the vision. The architect or the interior designer will ask you, what kind of house do you imagine? Ano bang klaseng bahay ang gusto mo at nai-imagine mo? You cannot build something that you do not even know what it is. Hindi ka pwedeng lumikha o mag-rebuild sa isang bahay o struktura na hindi clear sa isip mo ano ang itsura. Everything will proceed from the vision of your house. How do you want your renovated or new house to be livable and pleasing? You consider both function and aesthetics. Some people are more into the aesthetics than functionality. At usually yung mga mas into the aesthetics, sila yung mas may pera. Tingin ko. At yung mga others naman, yung mga mas into the functionality, yun yung may budget. May limited budget than the aesthetics. Di ba nabanggit ko part of the discussion ng first Sunday, nagpa-renovate si Lawrence ng kanilang 25-year-old house. And the primary concern of Lawrence was the bubong, the roof. Kasi nung hindi pa na-renovate yon, tawag dito, nagsha-shower na talaga sa loob ng bahay. Especially dun sa lumang area na tinutulugan namin. Doon talaga nagsha-shower kung saan kami natutulog. So, functionality-wise sa amin is more on the functional. And the primary functionality or practicality is the roof. No, yung bubong. So others are more concerned with aesthetics, others naman yung ano, no? Practicality or functionality of the house or the renovation. May mga gustong may mga kaartihan, meron namang may mga ang gusto yung walang masyadong kaartihan sa bahay. Pero of course, yung mga more on the aesthetics naman would argue that the space should also have a vibe, a feeling of peace and well-being. And that requires a certain design. Diba? Hindi pwede, yung mga medyo nagaano naman sa aesthetics, hindi pwedeng puro function lang. Kailangan yung space mo beautiful tignan, lalo na ngayong pandemic. Diba? Na-realize natin how important din ang itsura ng ating mga bahay na naging kulungan natin for the past 2 years. Some people imagine a majestic, luxurious, at nakakasosyal na bahay or space. Diba meron ngang group, Facebook group na homebodies na minsan hindi ko alam kung totoo yung ibang nagpo-post doon. Kung totoong yun talaga ang kanilang ano bahay. Diba? Some, yung ayan, yung majestic, luxurious, nakakasosyal na bahay or space. Other people prefer a more minimalist space. Yung mga maala zen-zen effect. At sa, tulad ng sabi ko kanina, others don't really care about the design. Basta't matitirhan ng maayos. At dahil pa nga sa pandemic na ito, kung may mga nagpapa-renovate ngayon ng bahay o nagpapagawa ng bahay in the middle of the pandemic or after the pandemic, they will now take into consideration yung space na conducive for work from home. No, yung may mga budget at additional space naglalagay or nagre-renovate ng separate na room bilang home office. Or yung iba naman, ano, separate na home studio. Kahit maliit lang. Home studio for online selling at mga, yung mga gustong maging influencer. Mga podcast projects. Considering everything, what do you imagine as your new home or space? Ano ang na-imagine yung bago niyong home or space? Which I am not talking about literally space. Metaphorically, what do you imagine as a new life? A new career? A new community? Or a new faith? Again, konteksto niyo yan. May mga taong kailangan ng isang matinding renovation ng kanilang buhay. May mga taong minor renovation lang ang kailangan. May mga tao namang kailangan ko lang magpalit ng bagong appliances. So what? How do you imagine, whatever is your context, what do you imagine, what is the vision that you have for your life? For career, for community, or faith. You cannot rebuild, restore, or renew your life if you do not even know what kind of life you want for yourself. Do you want something extravagant and luxurious? Now, kung gusto mo ng something extravagant and luxurious, consider, could you maintain it by yourself? Diba? Isa sa ano, minsan maganda yung may malaking bahay. Pero pag may malaking bahay ka, ang tanong, kaya mo bang linisin? Kaya mo bang i-maintain mag-isa? Minsan ang hirap, no? Kaya si Don and Yel nagpagawa ng bagong bahay, no? Last year, at the blinis namin. Okay naman, maganda naman yung space nila. Pero nung in-interview ko si Mami for our Christmas, ano, siyempre gandang-ganda sila, pero sabi ni Mami, ano to? Ang hirap lang linisin, sabi ni Mami. No effort linisin, sabi niyang ganyan. Although, lahat naman sila, kasi marami naman sila dun sa house, talagang minimake sure niya everyone in the house would do their part, no, to maintain the house. Pero yun, if you want something extravagant and luxurious, consider, could you maintain it by yourself? Also, do you need so much space and so much stuff? Kailangan mo ba talaga ng sobra-sobrang space at sobra-sobrang gamit? Sabi nga nung isang paring na napakinggan ko minsan, ano ba naman yan? Isang pamilya na may tatay, may nanay, may dalawang anak, pero ang lupang tinitirhan kasing laki ng memorial chapel, ng isang memorial gardens. Ganyan. So how much space do you really need? How much stuff do you need? Or maybe, do you want something minimalist that is both aesthetically pleasing and functional? In building or rebuilding a new house, you need a vision. Kailangan mo ng vision. Similarly, in any organization, church, institution, school, corporation, or even a nation, there's a need for a vision. The vision sets our direction, where to go. Or the vision focuses our energy and effort on what we are creating or what we want to create. At bilang Open Table MCC, so kanina from the individual, ngayon punta naman ako sa tayo bilang Open Table MCC. What is the vision of our church community? Meron na tayong mission eh. Meron na tayong mission. Ano naman ang vision natin? Yan, wala pa tayong vision. Or baka meron na hindi pa natin naka-clarify. What is the vision of our church community? Are we clear on who we are and what we want to be? How can we plan to rebuild and restore if we do not even have a vision? And if we do have a vision, does our vision align with the vision of the one we follow? Because we are not any other organization or corporation who can have any vision they want. As a church community, our vision, like everything else, has to be rooted or framed by the one who established us in the first place. Similarly, for an individual, vision is also necessary for shaping and reshaping our own life and faith. At kung pupunta naman from individual to community, pupunta naman tayo sa nation, meron ba tayong vision as a nation? Do we have a vision as a nation? Kasi kung wala tayong vision as a nation, How can we even plan? And that's also the reason why some people would feel lost or without direction. individually. That's the reason why some communities feel lost and without direction. And as a nation, as the Republic of the Philippines, maybe that's the reason why we feel lost and without a direction. Kasi wala tayong vision. Or hindi clear sa atin ang ating vision. Kung bakit some people feel na parang wala silang pinatutunguhan or na-achieve kasi may mga taong hindi nag-take ng effort to create or know the vision of their life. Or yung iba naman, tulad ng sabi ko, mayroong vision pero hindi clear. Ano ba yung vision na yon? Although, we also recognize that some people have very simple vision for themselves. Kasi minsan naman, yung on the individual level, may mga tao namang hindi complicated ang vision. Simple lang ang gusto nila sa buhay. A simple and humble life with a simple and a humble house is enough. May mga taong hindi naman kailangan ng madami at masyadong komplikadong mga achievements, success, or even yaman. And that is perfectly fine. Mentors, teachers, and guides, yung sinasabi kong so-called experts, those who have the best interests, our best interests, they help clarify and refine our vision. They also help clarify things that we need to consider, adjust, or even things that we should not pursue at all. Because they may see or notice things that we do not. Diba? Pag nagpapagawa ka ng bahay at sinasabi mo na yung vision mo ng bahay na gusto mo sa isang architect or interior designer, sinabi mo yung budget mo, masasabi nila sa'yo, kailangan natin i-adjust yung vision mo kasi ito yung budget mo. Kailangan natin i-adjust yung vision mo kasi ito yung situation ng lupa mo. Or yung ito lang yung allowed ng condominium. No? So experts help us clarify and refine our vision and to adjust if necessary. Kahit may gusto kang gawin sa iyong bahay, metaphorically iyong buhay, kung sa tingin ng architect or interior designer na hindi pwede, dapat malinaw na masasabi sa iyo yun. The community, the same way sa nation. Kaya yung kagabi, at hindi to parte ng sermon ko, pero na, kanina ko lang na i-coconnect, kaya importante yung interview. No, yung interview, job interview. First is, do we have a vision of our nation, of our people? And is our vision nag-a-align dun sa supposedly expert na i-hire natin? Who will help us make that vision real? Yung pag nakipag-usap tayo dun sa eksperto, contractor, architect, matutulungan ba tayo talaga nung mga nag-a-apply sa atin to rebuild and restore as a nation. At makakapag-decide lang tayo pag narinig natin ng maayos yung kanilang expert opinion. Kukuha ka ba ng isang architect na gagawa ng iyong bahay o magre-renovate ng iyong bahay na hindi man lang kayo nag-usap. Na ano na lang, pagtiwalanan mo ako, magtiwala ka sa akin na ibabangon ko ang iyong bahay. magtiwala ka na lang sa akin na ibabangon ko at itatayo ko ang iyong gustong mangyaring bahay. Mentors, teachers, and guides, if they have our best interest, would help us clarify our vision and would help us see how the rebuilding and restoration will happen. If you wish to renew and restore your life or your faith or community or our nation, mentors and friends, because some of the mentors are our friends, should be able to clarify what it is that we want or what you want, and if it is possible. Having expertise and experience, and even qualification, they have perspectives on what will work and what will fall apart. They help us clarify the vision, and they help us to plan the actions, steps, and procedures for rebuilding, renewing, and restoration. I can end there. Pwede ko nang tapusin yung sermon doon about rebuilding and restoration. And it's already a good metaphor for life coaching. But because I'm a pastor and we are a church and we claim to be followers of Jesus, the question of vision and planning are therefore measured or framed in the context of Jesus. And sa ating first reading sa Proverbs, ang sabi, God weighs the plans of our hearts. And as if it is Jesus, I'll be asking questions as if Jesus is the one, the expert who is asking the questions. The expert, the architect who is asking the questions. So the question in rebuilding, if we are rebuilding our lives, communities, and nation, number one question, yun nga, natanong na kanina, what kind of house, life, community, or nation do you wish to have? Anong klaseng buhay ang gusto mo, ang nai-imagine mo? Number two, How much does it cost you? Sabi kanina ni Sean, budget. Kailangan ng budget. How much does it cost you to rebuild a truly happy, functional, and loving house? Or metaphor for life. Number three, would an extravagant and luxurious house be true to who you are as a follower of Jesus? Number four, the house that you want or the life that you want, will it be functional enough to address the basic necessities and duties of life and being human? Gaano ba ka-functional yung gusto mong mangyari? Number five, would the vision of your new house, your life, be a place of peace, joy, welcome, nourishment, and love? I think that's the question of also functionality. Yung pagiging functional ba ng iyong buhay, metaphor house, does it function to be a place of peace, joy, welcome, nourishment, hope, love, all the good stuff? Number six, how could the function and the aesthetics, yung kagandahan of your house, lead you and others to the same things, the same good things, peace, joy, welcome, nourishment, kindness, safety, and love? Kasi pag nagpapagawa ka rin ng bahay, pag nag-i-imagine ka ng ito yung gusto kong bahay, siyempre ini-imagine mo na yan na ano, ah, pag may bibisita sa akin mga kaibigan or magpapa-housewarming ako, gusto ko yung bahay ko or yung space ko, ano, maganda at merong feeling of being welcoming, no? Magaang sa pakiramdam after niyang magawa. Number seven, Dahil Kristiyano tayo, how would your home, your life, serve as a reflection of the life and words of Jesus as someone who welcomed, loved, and served others? So again, kung life coaching lang ito, hindi ko itatanong yung question na yan. If this is purely life coaching, hindi ko itatanong yung number 7. Pero dahil I'm saying this in church, and I'm saying this as a pastor, the question of renovating and rebuilding our lives, how is the rebuilding of our life will be a reflection of the life and words of Jesus as someone who welcomed, loved, and served others. Number 8. How would you create this life? Yun nga, may vision and then the plan. What is the plan? What is the floor plan? What is the strategy? What would be the spiritual, social, emotional, mental, and even material tools and resources to build this life? And wala namang perfect na pagpapagawa ng bahay or pagre-rebuild ng buhay. So, number 9, when things do not go as planned or as you envision it, and they definitely do happen, what are your backup plans or backup actions and strategies for adjustment or retrofitting? Number 10, who would be the people helping you rebuild or renew your house or your life? Kahit sinasabi natin yung rebuilding reflection natin ay metaphor ng pagpapagawa ng bahay, wala namang gumagawa ng bahay na mag-isa. Rare. Well, meron, pero that's rare. But that's rare. So, who will help you rebuild and renew your house? Aside from the expert. Aside from the mentor. Number 11, how long will it take you to rebuild and restore your new home, your new life? When do you expect to accomplish your restoration? Sa mga nagtrabaho sa call center or even in any company, ano yung sabi nila? SMART. SMART project. Ano nga yung SMART? S. SMART. Or SMART goals. S-M-A-R-T. Yung T, time-bound. Ano, time frame. Nakalimutan na, SMART, diba? SMART goals. At isa nga doon is yung, I mean, at least the 11, sa question sa 11 is time-bound, no? Yung time frame. How long? Hindi ka pwedeng project na ongoing forever. How long will it take you to restore your new home, your new life? Will it take you, dapat ba by 30 years old? Dapat ba by 35 years old? Dapat ba by 40 years old? So what is your time frame for rebuilding or restoring your life? Yan, specific, measurable, achievable, time-bound. May dinagdag na sila dyan, di ba? May dinagdag sila dyan sa SMART. Lastly, number 12, since we are talking about rebuilding life in the metaphor of building a house, where is God in all of this? How is God involved in your vision, in your planning, in your actual creation and process of completion? Have you even considered God in every aspect of the process? After all, in our reflection series, The promise and the blessing of restoration or rebuilding, we believe, ultimately comes from God. I will rebuild you. I will restore you. I will heal you, says the Lord. It is I who restores you and rebuilds you. It is I who calls you and leads you to a good land. And in that good land, plant you to grow and thrive. It is I who establishes your foundations. It is I who places upon your heart vision and dreams, and the same one who weighs the plans of your heart, says the Lord. So in closing, sa hinabahaba ng chika ko ngayon, the ultimate question is, what is your vision and how do you plan to rebuild your life and faith? In a more communal and social way, these questions and reflections are also relevant and applicable to our nation in relation to both the pandemic and the upcoming national elections. What is our vision of a better nation and society? How do we plan to get there? Who are the experts who will help us achieve our vision? I close our reflection today with the words of our scripture from Proverbs. All one's ways may be pure in one's own eyes, but it is the Lord who weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. And I take some words from the Apostle Paul, for we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field. You are God's building. May God establish us and build us. Sa pangalan ni Bathala, manawari nawa.